Blog Talk Radio.
Good Monday morning, March 6, 2017. It is the start of one of, if not the best week in sports. It is time for Conference Championship Week. Hello, Jeff Wirtz back in the saddle again with another edition of 15 Minutes of Fan. And let's just get right into it because, man, do we have one of the next few days are just going to be absolutely incredible. The next month is going to be absolutely incredible. No matter how you look at this tournament, no matter if you are a diehard one team fan, if you just love the tournament, if you just love to bet on the tournament, I won't mention that, and we don't mention that to the NCAA. If you just love college basketball, you are going to get every last bit of it in the next month. It is just absolutely jam-packed full. We wrap it up in the first week of April and just get to the tournament. But first, before getting to the big dance, getting to the big tournament, we have conference tournaments, namely the Big 12 tournament. Now, just follow along here, and I'm going to take some heat for this. I know I'm going to take some heat for this. The Big 12 tournament to me, while a blast, the Big 12 tournament is still, I think, the best tournament in all of college basketball. ACC, all right, you give us a run. ACC, the top, gives us a run. But I think from 1 to at least 6, 7 in this Big 12 tournament, I think they're excellent teams. I think they are legitimate teams. I get that. That being said, going into this tournament, because the national field is a little weaker than normal, I don't think the Big 12 tournament championship is as important to some of these teams as it could be. There is one, maybe two teams that I think it's important for, and I don't think the Jayhawks are one of them. The Jayhawks have wrapped up their part, and barring an absolute just falling apart on Thursday, I think if Kansas gets to the semifinals, if Kansas gets to the semifinals, they have that number one seed. I don't think they need to win the tournament. I don't think they even need to get to the championship to get that number one seed. That's the discrepancy right now between the ones and the twos, something we don't necessarily always see in this tournament. We usually see at least one, if not a couple of twos, that could have been ones. I don't think we see that this year. I think there are four clear-cut number ones, and I think Kansas is one of them. So, really, to me, this tournament is inconsequential to the Jayhawks. There is one team that it matters to, and it matters a lot. That's the boys in Stillwater. I think Travis Ford and the Oklahoma State Cowboys need this tournament. They come in as the 5 seed and will take on, presumably, I think, the two best teams in the Big 12 this year. They will face number 4, Iowa State, on Thursday. Iowa State is tough. Yes, they're a little bit lesser on the road. They are a little bit, and softer isn't the term to use. They are beatable on the road. They're unbeatable in Ames, but this tournament is not in Ames. I think, excuse me, I think Oklahoma State needs this tournament. They play Iowa State in the first round. Then, presumably, they would get the Kansas Jayhawks in the semifinals. I think it is very important for Oklahoma State to win this tournament. I think that boosts their seed, and you know, depending on who you look at, Oklahoma State is anywhere from, I believe I saw them as low as a 7 seed. Now, this Oklahoma State team, if they can get through the Big 12, they are, in my mind, a 2 seed. They are a 2 seed. At worst, a 3 seed. And I think that would be a huge discredit to the Big 12 if Oklahoma State was a 3 seed. If Oklahoma State won the tournament and was a 3 seed, I think it would be a big-time slap in the face to the Big 12. Again, I don't think Kansas needs to win this tournament. I think they probably will. I think that's I would be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised that they win this tournament. But I wouldn't be surprised if they don't win this tournament. I wouldn't be surprised if they did get knocked off in that second round. I don't think, or excuse me, in the third round, in the semifinals. Obviously, I don't think they're going to lose to either TCU nor Oklahoma. I don't see that happening. But I just don't see Kansas needing this tournament to get to that number one seed. And right now they sit at the overall number one. So I think barring an absolute collapse, they stay a number one, maybe not the top one, but they stay a number one. So really, to me, I don't see any other teams improving their seed that much with the win. Baylor, maybe. Oklahoma State, excuse me, Iowa State, definitely. I think they could jump. Right now, I see them as a 4 seed, which is a 4 seed in the Big 12. I see them as a 4 seed. I think they could improve to a 3, but I think the only team that can dramatically increase how the nation sees them is number 5 seed Oklahoma State. I don't see Oklahoma State getting the championship. I think they could get to the championship, but to me, that matchup, if we do get to see it, is going to be a lot of fun, Oklahoma State and Kansas. If we do end up seeing that, which it's going to be tough for Oklahoma State to get by Iowa State, but I think that could be the game of the Big 12 tournament if Oklahoma State were to play Kansas in the semis. I think that would be a blast. I think it would be the most competitive game that we have seen, that we would see, I should say. There's a lot on the line for Oklahoma State, and I think they truly are the only team in the top 5, in the top 7 that could get it done and could improve themselves tremendously. There are people saying, well, what about K-State? What about K-State? K-State doesn't have any sort of impact in the dance. And I'm sorry, K-State fans. You win the Big 12, your coach is still getting canned. And that's all there is to it. K-State wins the Big 12, it's still not going to save Bruce Weber's job. It's really not. The dude is on the doorstep. He has already packed his bags. There's nothing saving Bruce Weber in this tournament. I honestly think the championship does not save Bruce Weber. So really, when you ask me, Kansas doesn't need it. West Virginia, I don't believe, needs it. I think they're pretty solid where they're at. Baylor could jump a line. I doubt it. But to me, Oklahoma State and Iowa State, if you're going to put a 1A, 1B, Oklahoma State needs the tournament. Iowa State could really, really use the tournament to get into, to make an impact, to make a tournament run. I think either the 4 or the 5 needs this tournament. So, again, do I believe Kansas wins this tournament? Probably. Probably. I don't think they would be sad. I don't think they would be horribly down on themselves if they were to have an off game and not win this tournament. I really see that it's just kind of there to get. If they get it, great. It's fantastic. It proves that they are the number one seed. But if they don't, I don't think Jayhawk fans, I don't think the Jayhawk program is all that terrified when it comes to Selection Sunday. I really don't. They may drop down from that number one, but I don't see anything else happening. All right, let's move to some other tournament action over the weekend. We already have 4 teams in the NCAA tournament via their conference championship weekend. The most local would be Wichita State. They take care of Illinois State in convincing fashion in the MVC tournament. So Wichita State is in the tournament. Also joining them, the Atlantic Sun Conference, Florida Gulf Coast, Dunk City. We saw those boys last year, and they have even improved since that run that they made last year. Also, Winthrop and Jacksonville State. Winthrop from the Big South and Jacksonville State from the Ohio Valley. A couple of games today for championships to get into that tournament. It is the CAA, the Colonial Athletic Association, Charleston taking on Wilmington. That one going on in Charleston, South Carolina. So one of those teams will get a chance in the tournament, looks like, either a 15 or a 16 seed. And then in the Southern Conference, it is UNC Greensboro taking on East Tennessee State. So a couple more tickets will be punched today. A lot of semifinal action going on in other conferences. So we'll see those finals on Wednesday. We're going to see a lot more tickets punched throughout the week. We'll keep you informed on that. But as of right now, only 4 teams in the NCAA tournament: Florida Gulf Coast, Winthrop, Jacksonville State. All right, real quick, I got to geek out a little bit, and K-State fans, you're going to love this. I watched almost every second of the combine this weekend, just absolutely every second, from the wide receivers to the quarterbacks to the linemen. The last 4 days has been tournament, tournament, tournament for me. Well, obviously we had those top guys that you knew were going to be the names. You knew that they were going to be the guy. We have pretty much already guaranteed that the defensive end from A&M, Myles Garrett, is going to go number one. Cleveland, congratulations, you got your D end. You still have nothing else, but you have a D end. There is one guy, however, that stuck out and absolutely just tore up this conference tournament, the NFL combine. And that is one Jordan Willis of Kansas State. Jordan Willis, known very well in the Midwest, maybe not on the radar of a lot of NFL teams, tremendously. A huge week at the combine. A 4.5 40, that's fast. a 39-inch vertical, that's high. A 10'5" broad jump, that's a long way. And 24 bench reps of 250 pounds. Wow. Wow. Jordan Willis, you just made yourself a lot of money. That's incredible. That is absolutely incredible. His numbers were off the charts. At the end of the day, everyone was talking about Jordan Willis. Everyone. Congratulations, Jordan Willis. You just made a ton of money. To back the Brinks truck up now, Jordan Willis is going to make a huge impact, huge paycheck in the NFL because he just tore it up in Indianapolis this week. All right, real quick, before we take off, a couple of games going on tonight in women's college hoops as a couple more teams will get into the big dance, one of those being the Big 12 championship. The top two teams in the nation taking the court tonight in women's college hoops. It is number one, Connecticut. They vie for the AAC championship as they take on South Florida at 6. That on ESPN2. The Lady Huskies still yet to be defeated this year, really yet to be challenged this year. 31-0, 24. They take on 24-7 South Florida tonight. Sorry, South Florida, you're just another victim at this point. And the number two team in the nation, the Baylor Lady Bears, they take on West Virginia in the Big 12 Women's Championship final tonight. So two more big-time tickets will be punched, and probably, presumably, the top two seeds in the women's NCAA tournament going in tonight, unless there is a giant upset. Baylor knocked off Kansas State over the weekend in a tight game. Actually, Kansas State did give them quite a bit of a run for their money, but Baylor pulls away late, gets the 88-71 victory over Kansas State. So K-State getting deep into this tournament really helped themselves out. I think they are going to make a nice little piece in the NCAA tournament this year. But again, Baylor moves on, and they will take on West Virginia. The women's tournament going on in Oklahoma City, the home of the Thunder, is where you see West Virginia and Baylor. That game tonight at 8 on Fox Sports 1. So a couple more tickets will be punched to the women's tournament, as well as a couple to the men's tournament. We'll be back throughout the week to discuss who's getting in, who's getting left out. We'll talk about that all week. And then, of course, down to Selection Sunday. A couple of special guests this week. I'm going to keep that under wraps, at least until tomorrow. We will let you know. Wednesday and Thursday, though, we should have a couple of nice guests come on and talk a little bit of Big 12 tournament, as well as talk about the NCAA tournament. So we'll leave that until tomorrow. Got to leave you with a little bit of a taste for tomorrow. As for today, have a great Monday. We'll see you back here tomorrow. And again, join me tomorrow. We have a couple of big announcements going on. So do join me tomorrow morning. Same place, same time, blogtalkradio.com/15forfans. Jeff Ford signing off. Have a great Monday. We'll see you back here tomorrow for a brand new edition of 15 for Fan. We've been doing this for 300 shows, 500 shows, and I still don't know the name. Have a great day. Later.